Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
Okay, so this Ars Technica piece talks about their most read list feature. Basically, it's a way to see what articles are trending on the site.
Oh, like a what's hot kind of thing. Makes sense.
Exactly. And the interesting part is that you can filter it, so you can see what's popular across the whole site or narrow it down to a specific section.
That's actually pretty useful. I always get lost in their archives. So, is it just a standard feature then?
Nope, that's where it gets a bit exclusive. Apparently, these filtering options are only available for Ars Pro subscribers.
Ah, a paywall perk. So it's an incentive to subscribe. Smart.
Yeah. It's part of that trend where online publications are trying different revenue streams. Ars Technica has always been known for in-depth technical analysis, so it makes sense they'd offer exclusive content to those really interested in the details.
Totally. I think Ars Technica was one of the first to really dive deep into the tech stuff, right? I remember reading them way back in the day.
They were founded back in 98 during the dot-com boom. Ars Technica, which is Latin for the art of technology, by the way, they were really filling a niche for serious tech analysis.
That's a cool name. And they've kept that reputation, I think. They're definitely different from, say, The Verge or TechCrunch. More in depth.
Definitely. And remember, Condé Nast acquired them back in 2008. That probably helped them expand and reach a wider audience while still maintaining that quality.
So this most read filter, it's a small feature, but it kind of reflects how online journalism is evolving, right? Trying to balance free content with premium subscriptions.
Precisely. And it's a good reminder that even seemingly simple things like a most read list can be tailored to offer a more personalized experience, especially for paying subscribers.
All right, well, I might have to become an Ars Pro subscriber just to check out those trending articles. Thanks for breaking that down.
No problem. It's always interesting to see how these sites are trying to stay afloat while providing quality content.